Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. No guests this half hour, just me and you. Before I get into my thoughts that I mentioned that I was going to talk about Iraq, I want to say a couple of other things. I want to come back to this National Mammography Day. That's what today is. Ladies, please, if you're, I'm not trying to play doctor here, but if you're over 40, I think it is, they recommend once every year. Is that right? Something like that. Please, ladies, please get checked. On Monday, we're going to have, this is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, October. And on Monday, in the last half hour, three of our Brain Trust members, Joan Pride, Paula Lovell, Lois Geller, are going to be on the show. All three of them are breast cancer survivors. All three of them have developed breast cancer, they found breast cancer and had various treatments in the last 4 years, and one of them this year. And I've asked them if they would join me on the show to talk about their experience. I want them to do that. All three of them jumped at the chance to do that. So that they said, if we can help one lady, we're willing to do this. And it won't be, you know, it's the kind of thing that won't be fun for them to talk about. But I'm really proud of them. And so that's happening on Monday. So you make sure you want to stay tuned for that. Now, I want to talk about what happened this week in Iraq. Over the weekend, Iraqis went to the polls to vote on a constitution. Now, this constitution had been controversial, but and initially it wasn't as even-handed, as equitable for all the factions. As you know, there are three major factions in Iraq. You've got the Shiites, who are the largest population, largest group. Then you've got the Sunnis, who are the minority, and the former, Saddam Hussein was a Sunni, so the Sunnis were kind of in power during Saddam Hussein's reign. And then to the north, you have the Kurds. The Shiites and the Sunnis kind of live together, and the Kurds live to the north. Those are the three major groups that are trying to come together and make a new democracy in Iraq. And so they did. And if you remember the last election, the Sunnis kind of didn't participate. They stayed away. This time they threatened to do that. They didn't like something in the Constitution. Well, guess what? The Constitution got changed. They made some adjustments that made it more palatable to the Sunni minority. And so then there were some leaders, some Sunni leaders who stepped up and said, you know what? We don't like this exactly. This isn't perfect, but it's enough that we want to be part of the process. We don't want to be left out. And we believe, and we've been led to believe, by the Shiites, we've been led to believe that if we'll vote for this, that we can make adjustments later on, that there will be opportunities, there will be mechanisms, there will be systems put in place, checks and balances put in place in the new government, so that we can make changes, so we can adjust this, we can amend the Constitution as necessary, so that it's more equitable, the most equitable for everybody. And so that's what happened. They had the election. The turnout, which was incredible, the last election that took place back, what was in January, February, when they first dipped their finger in the ink to show that they had voted, and everybody said that the terrorists, the insurgents were going to be, you know, waiting on them to come out and shoot them, but they did it anyway. They stuck their finger in the ink. They did that this time too, only it was even a greater turnout than in January. And the Sunnis came to the polls, and they voted. Some of them voted no. Hey, that's great, isn't it? I'd like that. I like the idea that some said we want this and some said we don't want this. Isn't that what happens in America every year? Some city, some town, some county in America almost every month somewhere in this country, people, we have people with different opinions, people with different attitudes, different ideologies. So that's what happened in Iraq this week. And it appears that the Constitution passed. I think I may have mentioned this earlier. I read something that a Sunni said a couple of months ago. Something happened. There was some process going on, and I guess it was they were developing the Constitution, and I know what it was. They were delivering the Constitution. They were about to deliver the Constitution so it could be voted on. They were developing it, and I heard one of the Sunnis threaten to sue. He was going to take them to court, the Shiites, I guess, to court over something that was going on with the Constitution. That was music to my ears. That validated all the stuff we're doing, I think. That's one of the things that validated all the stuff we're doing, all the things, all the sacrifices that we're making in Iraq, to hear somebody actually say that we're going to sue. Not we're going to shoot you, not we're going to go to war with you, but we're going to sue you. We're going to go through a civilized process of a court proceedings. And when you got that kind of mindset developing over there, and you've got these elections that are happening, democracy is happening in Iraq. The next step, after the Constitution now, the next step is on December 15th. There'll be new elections to elect candidates for the Permanent Assembly, which will be Iraq's first ever democratic and representative government. Very first one in Iraq. George Mellon reported in the Wall Street Journal this week that when the new year begins, quote, when the new year begins, Iraq will have become the first Arab democracy. Think about that, folks. Since World War II, prior to World War II, there were 20 democracies approximately around the world. Today, there are about 120, 100 more than before World War II. But never an Arab democracy. In 2 or 3 months, we very well may have, it looks like we will likely have, an Arab democracy in that part of the world, in the Middle East. And obviously, I know Turkey's got a democracy, the Turks are not Arabs. And so this is a big deal, folks. And also, election security, the reports that I've seen, election security was not provided by Americans, but by Iraqi police and soldiers. Perhaps that's why there was less violence this time than the last election. A lot of reasons why that could have been true. 20 after, we'll be right back. I got a few more things to say about this. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for listening. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I wanted to take a few minutes today and talk about my thoughts, and I wanted just to remind people a little bit about what's happened in Iraq this week. It's a huge event, a huge week that the Iraqis have had. They should be so proud of themselves. I am so proud of them. I am so proud of our military and our civilians who are over there, some of whom you've met on this show. June Reed was on the show just this week, talking about how things are going in Iraq and developing the economy over there. And I'm so proud of those people, those selfless individuals who have put themselves really in harm's way to try to help democracy flourish, to spring up and flourish in Iraq and in that region. What's happening now, folks, is the emergence in Iraq is the emergence of political and legal solutions. And those two things are going to overtake the violence eventually. It's not going to happen soon. It does seem that maybe, at least maybe I'm just hoping and I'm praying that the violence will diminish. I will tell you one thing. The more Iraqis get vested in their own solutions, the more they're developing their own democracy, the more they're developing their own courts, they're running their own court systems, they're running their own businesses, and they're able to trade with other countries. And the more that happens, there will be no room for insurgents. The insurgents are only allowed to be there as the insurgents are only there to the degree that there's some indifference by Iraqis for them to be there. And the more Iraqis get invested in their own self-determination, their own liberties, their own wealth, the ability to create wealth and to have a better life for their families, the more that happens, the less tolerance there will be for these other folks. The more the Iraqi insurgents who are there, the more they'll want to take part in the peace and in the well-being that can happen over there. And then you've got the others, the foreign fighters who are coming in, the less they'll allow those people to come in. And then later what will happen is this democracy will, the influence will start going the other way, ladies and gentlemen. Right now we've got negative influences coming in from Iran and from Syria. But later, once Iraq becomes a full-fledged functioning democracy and the insurgents have been pushed out, then the influence will start going the other way. There are plenty of people, I don't know about Syria, but there are plenty of people in Iran who want what the Iraqis have and are getting. They want that. And so that influence will start going outward, not inward. And Iraq can start exporting democracy, democratic ideas and thoughts and influence outward to other countries, including ultimately Saudi Arabia, I believe. So that I think that's going to happen. Now, one of the problems we got right now, though, folks, is the way the American press is covering this. Have you ever, go back and look at your newspapers since Saturday. The thing that happened this week in Iraq is a huge event for humanity, for the future of the 21st century. Iraq can be the first stronghold for peace and freedom and the war against terrorism in the Middle East. It is, and it will continue to be, I believe. But if you read the newspapers, there have been a lot of successes in Iraq this week. Go back and look at your newspapers and find how much coverage there has been of that. A new democracy is springing up where there never has been one before, not only in that country, but in that region. And why isn't that front page news? Why isn't that headline news? It ought to be, but it's not. You know why? Because some people are so, they hate George Bush so much that they're willing, in my opinion, to not cover the news the way it ought to be covered, to tell you exactly what's going on. They're willing to do that because they can't stand the idea of George Bush having a success. Now look, I'm not a defender of George Bush all the time. There's some things that I have a problem with, some things that he's done that I'm not happy about. But I do believe that, and whether you agree, whether we should have gone into the war or not, that's something we can all debate. But the fact is that we're there. We got an opportunity to create a democracy, and these people deserve, the Iraqis and the men and women, the American men and women who are in that country right now, and who have been, and those who gave their lives and who have been injured, and those who spent their time, including my own son, almost all of 2004 in Fallujah. Those people deserve you and me and Americans, the American press. They deserve all of us to think about the positive things, to recognize the positive things that have happened, and to talk about those things and to report those things as you're hearing us do on this show. And I'm not saying nowhere else, but not nearly as many places are covering this like they should. Very good things are happening in Iraq. I think it's going to get better. And we need to support what they're doing. I'll say something I've said before. Democracy is not a chia pet. You don't just add water and it springs up. It takes time. It's not always pretty. But it's happening in Iraq. And also I'll say one more thing that you've heard me say. Freedom isn't free. Thank God we have people in this world who are willing to pay the price for freedom. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for listening. I'll be right back with Ray Keating. Stay with us. You have to say what you see, bit, but don't ask me why. Love never seems to last you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.